to the kind note on Deborah Simmons, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, birthday 2-1952, dictation 6-15-23, patient presents with a questionable urinary tract infection with complaints of foul urine and frequency without dysuria for 2 weeks, with history of urinary tract infections, questionable kidney infections, with history of elevated creatinine, has seen nephrologists. Also, is scheduled for to have knee replacement tomorrow. Concerned about expecting surgery if she has a kidney infection. Review of symptoms otherwise non-contributory. Past medical history, has a history of hypertension, thyroid disease, arthritis, breast cancer 5 years ago. Is on medication for her cholesterol, blood pressure, and thyroid. Family social history non-contributory. Physicals and joint appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lung clear ossification percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs of gallop, abdomen. With a 1 plus bilateral CVA tenderness, without guarding, abdomen soft without tenderness. Except slight tenders in the suprapubic area without guarding. Extremity, skin, neurological, all within normal limits. UA obtained showed presence of slight pyuria and ketonuria. Urine culture was obtained for possibility of a pyelonephritis. A patient was given prescription of Cipro, 500 milligrams to take 10 times 10 days, was talked to an orthopedic nurse on the phone who called what patient was in the room to consider postponing surgery, advised as possible pyelonephritis, offered to give a second injection, the patient refused, patient to call results of urine culture in a few days, if follow-up is needed, just continue follow-up with a regular doctor, orthopedist, nephrologist, the routine care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.